Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fresco Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lefty O'Toole. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tripp Sigman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Thevenot. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luke Appel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Luke Appel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. And now, play ball. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. O'Toole reaches second base with a double. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Toole scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball into center field. Sigman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tripp Sigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Sigman reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Sigmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from McCurdy and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sigmund. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Thevenau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sigmund. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Grimm scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Toole hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. O'Toole reaches second base with a double. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Toole moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney takes first base on ball 4. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurst strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sigmund. English reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Heathcott moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Heathcott moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Heathcott scores. Hornsby moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tripp Sigmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sigmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sigmon for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0-for-1 in the game. Thevenau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Sigmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Luke Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. O'Toole hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. O'Toole reaches second base with a double. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. O'Toole moves to third. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Whitney reaches second base with a double. O'Toole scores. Kline goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. English hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Tripp Sigmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sigmund hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0 for 2 in the game. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm bunts towards third. Whitney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Kyler scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Pete Alexander now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett strikes out. 1 out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 doubles. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Toole moves to third. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson has O'Toole trapped. There's the throw to Hartnett and over to Bell, who tags O'Toole for the out. Kline moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kline scores. Whitney moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Tripp Sigmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmund is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sigmund is hit by the pitch. Whitney moves to third. Hurst moves to second. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0 for 3 in the game. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heathcote moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heathcote scores. Hornsby moves to second. It's 7-5, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hornsby moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Kyler scores. It's 9-5, Cubs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot misplays the ball. That's an error on Thevenot. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0 for 3 in the game. Carlson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Williams pinch hits for Pete Alexander. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single and three doubles. He's got one RBI. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. John Milligan now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. English hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heathcote takes first base on ball four. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heathcote moves to second. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sigmund. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Heathcote scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kline hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Cubs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tripp Sigmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Sigmund hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-8, Cubs. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0-for-4 in the game. Thevenot hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-4 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Philadelphia Phillies, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.